And now the man called Cash, The Life, Love, and Faith of an American Legend by Steve Turner. Chapter 1, First to Cross. When Johnny Cash lost his wife June Carter in May 2003, the public took a sudden deep breath. Surely it was Cash who should have died first. It was he who had subjected himself to an extensive catalog of physical abuse. It was doubtful whether he had a bodily organ that hadn't been operated on, an area of skin that hadn't been gashed, or a significant bone that hadn't been cracked. It was he who had overdosed on drugs, been pulled out of car wrecks, and even undergone double bypass surgery. Even though he was June's junior by 2.5 years, everyone assumed he'd be the first to go. That's the way he wanted it, if they weren't able to go together. In I Love You Tonight, he wrote in 1993, "And when it's all over, I hope we will go together. I don't want you to be alone, you know." The obvious question on everyone's mind was, how will he cope now that she's gone? The couple's mutual devotion was legendary. It had become impossible to imagine one without the other. In the days when he was physically tough, the loss of his wife would have been a devastating blow that would probably have sent him straight back on painkillers. So how would he manage now that he was frail and sick? His most recent single, a cover of Trent Reznor's Hurt, had sounded like the final gasp of music by a man admired for his honesty and self-disclosure. Although written about the pain of heroin addiction, Cash had appropriated the song's gritty imagery, masterfully turning it into a melancholy meditation upon his own mortality. The promotional video, directed by Mark Romanek, endorsed this interpretation through selected flashbacks of Cash's public life and lingering shots of the derelict and flood-damaged House of Cash Museum, where once prized trophies now lay discarded and broken. Reznor may well have had junkie squalor in mind when he coined the phrase, "my empire of dirt," but Cash's weak and wavering voice imbued new meaning. The video frequently cuts from Cash's ravaged features as he sings and plays guitars to clips of the swaggering, powerful, dark-haired man he had once been. Here was Cash at San Quentin, Cash waving from the firebox of a steam train, Cash fooling with June in the back seat of his RV while on tour. The truth of fading beauty, forgotten earthly achievements, and broken human bonds powerfully and yet wordlessly seeps from the screen. For viewers, Hurt lived up to its title, producing at least a lump in the throat, possibly even a tear in the eye. The video peaks emotionally with Cash singing, "What have I become, my sweetest friend? Everyone I know goes away in the end." As he delivers these lines, the view cuts to June standing at the foot of the staircase, watching him with conflicting emotions of admiration and pity, wonderment and sorrow etched across her face. What indeed had her man become? In actuality, old, gray, feeble, partially sighted, and diabetic. Throughout it all, she had remained, undoubtedly, his sweetest friend. Her lip quivers as though she knows that she is watching the man she loves singing his final testament, but it may have been due to her awareness of her own mortality and the